Now we're moving to the plexus, and that's what we refer to as plexopathy. Again, we have four plexopathies, possible plexopathies. We have two plexuses on both sides of the upper chest, below the clavicle. Those are the brachial plexus, and we have two lumbosacral plexuses in the pelvic area, close to the groin. And typically plexopathy would be only one plexus involvement. Bilateral symptoms are extremely unlikely and uncommon, because by far the most common reason for plexopathy is mechanical compression. And to have bilateral brachial or bilateral lumbosacral, that's kind of unusual. It affects one extremity, and typically the symptoms are mixed. We just cannot have a pure sensory or pure motor presentation if someone has plexopathy, because all these trunks and roots and then divisions and cords, those are all mixed sensory motor fibers. When do we suspect plexopathy? So if someone has some sort of motor and sensory deficits, maybe a loss of some reflexes, some atrophy in one extremity, this could be radiculopathy. This could be mononeuropathy, like carpal tunnel or ulnar or something. So when do I suspect that this is plexopathy? The reason we suspect plexopathy is based on the physical exam. If we feel that the sensory deficit does not follow a specific dermatome or a specific nerve distribution, it doesn't fit with the median distribution, it doesn't fit with the radial distribution of sensory deficit. The muscles that are weak, some of them are ulnar innervated, some of them are radial innervated, and some of them are median innervated, then maybe all of these nerves are affected, but that's kind of odd. What seems more likely in this case is that it must be the plexus, and that's why multiple different muscles are affected. Nerve conduction study commonly is normal. EMG will show denervation in multiple muscles, but different from what we saw with radiculopathy and what we will see with mononeuropathies, those muscles, again, they do not belong to a specific root or a specific nerve. A lot of these plexopathies, especially if they are non-mechanical, not compression-related, they start usually by severe pain in the plexus area, whether in the groin or in the armpit, that is followed soon, within a day or two sometimes, with sensory deficit and or motor deficit. So remember this severe pain that precedes the onset of plexopathy, especially in inflammatory or autoimmune cases, the cases that are not mechanical.